Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and hello, friends. How are you on this glorious Tuesday afternoon? I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show, 2 to 6 every weekday right here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Another big day. Some of you may be a little groggy if you stayed up to watch not one but two Monday Night Football games last night. Game two ended at about 10 past 1 a.m. this morning. I was there. Were you? We'll find out. Lots of interesting things in those games. You were not? You bailed?
I bailed at halftime.
Sorry. Very sorry.
You fell asleep. You woke up with the television on and you're counting that.
I was up. I was up. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That's also a Stony Brook Golf Club text line. You can follow the station on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. We got a lot to do. We'll cover these games. A lot of interesting side stories for college football. We've got Master Pete Theater. We've got Red Alert Tuesday. I mean, it's just a glorious day, so I think we're ready to go. How are you today?
I'm great. Fantastic. Great first game last night. Second game was pretty good. Didn't go the way I thought, I'll be honest with you. The Raiders did not look distracted at all. Denver couldn't get any pressure on Carr. But the first game, for the life of me, Billy O'Brien and Romeo Crennel, you got some splaining to do how you play prevent defense for 65 yards when you know the team. I don't understand down the stretch how the Texans were coaching their defense. However, Drew Brees made some pretty good throws. Actually, it was more of the receivers that made some great catches. His underthrows were being caught by the receivers. Hopkins is unbelievable when he's on.
He may be the best defender on the team. Did you see that tackle?
Absolutely.
And
he also dropped three or four balls last night that were uncharacteristic, but made up for it with some great catches. Watson was amazing at time. Really good game. You got controversy again.
The refs screwed him again. All right, we'll get to all that in just a second because I forgot 24 hours ago. I'm going to get it right here in the 2 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. It's time now, ladies and gentlemen of Southwest Florida, for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, last night on Monday Night Football, game one of the doubleheader, the Saints beat the Texans on a 35-yard field goal from Will Lutz. They won the game 30-28. The Raiders won their season opener, beating the Broncos 24-16. And after most of the big plays, Raider fans broke out in a bleep AB chant. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Eagles defensive tackle Malik Jackson done for the year with a foot surgery, according to the NFL Network, signed a 3-year, $30 million deal this offseason with the Eagles.
By the way, the Lutz field goal, Chris, was 58 yarders, a career long.
I didn't see.
He had missed one earlier.
They drove the ball 35 yards.
But, yeah, and to what Pete was talking about, I mean, there was one more play. Drew Brees needed a minimum of 7 yards to get them within range. And the safeties are 20 yards back. It was unbelievable what Romeo Crennel was doing.
I don't get it.
They handed them the game.
He really did.
I mean, the 58-yarder was not a gimme.
No, because he missed a 56-yarder earlier in the game. But there was that was a hell of that kid. Did you see where that kid hit the back of the? That thing was good from maybe 75.
It was.
It hit them. It was still good. It was still had momentum as it hit the back of the netting and the back of the wall.
Now the 56-yarder he missed at the end of the first half. Yeah. The Saints were out of time because the officials screwed them again at home, just like the last game they played there. There was supposed to be a 10-second runoff after a review of a play.
They left the Saints with 15 fewer seconds to run their hurry-up offense at the end, and that's had to settle for a 56-yard attempt by Lutz that just barely missed. That cannot happen in this
that's
day
exactly
and age.
That's exactly what Drew Brees said after the game. That cannot happen.
Can't happen, but it did happen. They fired one crew over last year, but don't forget, in the Rams, they fired the crew.
Can I stop right now?
Yeah.
Look at the screen on ESPN. Oh, is this NFL? What is this NFL?
NFL Live, yeah.
On ESPN. What color are they using on their graphics Yellow. Here today that are brand new?
Yellow.
Neon.
For those
neon
that don't
highlight,
know,
yeah.
Last night on the Monday Night Football debut, they had a new graphic for the down and the distance in the lower right-hand corner with this highlighter yellow color. Well, people complained about it in social media saying that looks like, you know, it's an indication that a penalty is coming up, because sometimes you'll see that on some networks. And they got rid of it mid-game. But apparently they're so in love with it, they're using it now on their other shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
But you people
need
spoke.
To stop complaining about stuff.
People spoke and ESPN listened. There you go.
Thought the graphic was fine.
I didn't. I don't like it.
I didn't.
People wanting to complain about stuff.
I didn't notice it until
this morning, until people started talking about it on the radio.
It was a little distracting.
They switched it mid-game. It's a sharp color.
I didn't tweet at them. Yeah, but it's confusing. Because it looks like a penalty is happening on every play.
Oh, so your eyes have to move, and then you see that it's not a penalty, yeah. And you go back to
yeah.
watching.
I'm, you know, I don't want to see anything resembling Oregon or Baylor highlighted magic marker stuff every single time.
Pete Shepard, you old timer, this is what they used to say in 1994 when Fox put that crazy Fox box score in the corner.
Stupid, like when they and also had the stupid halo around the puck, which was dumb.
Now why is that bad? But everything else is good. Why is the Fox box good, but you didn't like the glowing puck when it was inside
the boards?
It was stupid.
It was dumb.
For a person like me who doesn't like hockey, it helped me follow the puck.
Do you have a little halo around a baseball when the pitcher delivers it?
Now you're being ridiculous.
Do you need one around a basketball, too?
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
I can't follow the puck.
You two like it in golf.
How about a soccer ball?
Why do you like it in golf? It's the same thing.
Because you can't see the golf ball.
You can't see a puck in a hockey stick.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
In high-def TV, of course you can.
No, you can't.
Can you get rid of the bubble TV and upgrade to something with a little more definition to it?
I know I got a 42-inch, okay? I want bigger. Right now I'm sitting on 42 inches. And I find it difficult to follow the puck in a hockey game. Fact. I can see a basketball. It's bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't need any swooshing there. I think you guys are hypocrites.
Nope.
By saying that you want
like
it for golf, but not
you don't
hockey.
Like, you don't watch hockey anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
But hockey, in order to grow, needs to get me.
No, it doesn't.
Mr.
Not
Detroit.
Not with high-def TVs, it doesn't. Not in this day and age.
Me with Mr. Detroit, who is a fringe hockey fan at best.
That's sacrilegious.
They need to get me in
that.
with gimmicks like this.
You
I'm
don't
telling
deserve
you.
To watch a hockey game.
Fine, I won't.
You don't care.
I'll let you handle all the Stanley Cup coverage that we do.
Craig Hockey
exclusively
Talk coming
in
June. May for one show only.
Yeah. Catch the fever. All right. What else? Oh, so back to this Texans-Saints game. It was amazing in that there were three scores in the final minute. I give Deshaun Watson all the credit in the world. He threw a touchdown pass with about 50 seconds. It got creamed
yes,
on
it
the
did.
Play. Just hung in there. It was weird because it was the guy following from behind, but Deshaun Watson twisted his body with the follow through and got hit in the chest and leveled onto the ground, and he was crunched.
It was scary. He had a hard time getting up from that one.
He's a tough dude, but I don't know if he's going to survive. The offensive line's not protecting him again.
Laramie Tunsil gave up two sacks.
He really gave up three
and was responsible for others. He had a horrible game. I know you got to get used to
two first rounds for that.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this.
I think he'll get
Deshaun
better.
Deshaun Watson does hang on to the football an awful long time. He needs to help his line while his line tries to help him. What, did he have sex 62 times last year? I mean, you watched Drew Brees last
and a
night.
Lacerated spleen. And or no, a collapsed lung.
Which he had a bus to a game.
Yeah.
He couldn't fly.
Jacksonville. Houston to Jacksonville. Just hop on 10 and you're there.
It's a lovely drive. Not. Listen, he's got to get rid of the ball. You watch Drew Brees on Monday night, and, you know, you watch Tom Brady on Sunday night, and they take the snap, and that ball's gone in 2 seconds. They know where they're going with it. And Watson's sitting there running around, and that's part of the problem. That's probably what he needs to improve on. Doesn't need to improve on arm strength. I mean, he could throw.
Oh, Brees does. Oh, yeah.
Well, Brees does, yeah.
Brees does.
Well, you're not going to change anything with Brees right now.
Brees throwing the ball over 20 yards down the field. I mean, if you saw last night, Florio pointed out this morning, and so did somebody on ESPN, it might have been Damian Woody, that there's definitely, when the ball's in the air 20, 25 yards, it's been underthrown. It's that simple.
You look at his numbers. He had a great year last year collectively. You look at his numbers the last six games of the year. There was a precipitous drop off. Yeah.
There was a drop off.
Yeah. You get the feeling this might be.
Going back to Deshaun getting rid of the ball.
Yeah.
I think that's more to do with his offense. I mean, you look at the type of receivers that he has. Yeah. He has Scrambles. Receivers that are they're best served pushing down the field.
Yeah.
You look at New Orleans' best receiver, Michael Thomas.
Dink and dunk.
He does his best work 15 yeah. yards and in, so yeah. he doesn't need that much time. And Tom Brady, I mean, yeah, he gets rid of the ball fast, but he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. Like, if he wants to go over the top to Philip Dorsett, he can sit back there and hold the ball for 3.5-4 seconds
yeah.
and be fine.
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes.
There are some that still think Brady's the best long ball thrower in the league. Most accurate.
I mean, did you see Sunday night?
I mean, I'm not saying stronger. I'm not saying he's like Patrick Mahomes. But he's still the most accurate downfield. Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with somebody who says that.
No.
And that's where a lot of people are wrong. Oh, Tom Brady, he just throws the ball 5 yards and in from the line of scrimmage. No, you go look at his numbers from last year. Push the ball down the field more times, you know, than any other season since 2007.
Quarterback rating on long passes, I think, was the highest in the league.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was.
And you got to look at. Disgusting. You know, past playoff performances, what he's done. You know, it's not a lot of dinking and dunking when it counts. It's a lot of third and tens, third and from Super Bowls to AFC championships. It's firing the ball down the field, pinpoint accuracy. In Edelman's case, from one of the Super Bowls, obviously a great catch, but this dink and dunk stuff. And that's kind of been the crutch for a lot of people with him. But the last 5 years, go look at the numbers. It's pretty good. And Aaron Rodgers, obviously. Some people, like Chris Sims, still think it is better and all that. And I don't know how you come up with it. I mean, because he can run a little faster. Okay, yeah. But you look at what he's done over the last 3 years. Has he? I know Mike McCarthy and him haven't been on the same page, and now mm-hmm. Flores as well. But don't you expect a little more out of him?
Well, that's where
with
looking,
his talent.
That's
I
where
mean, just I don't know.
Looking at stats. You look at Rodgers last year. I think it was 26 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. You go, wow, yeah. That's a really good season. But you actually look and see what Aaron Rodgers did last year. Mm-hmm. He didn't push the ball down the field.
Right.
And that's why he only had the 2 interceptions. Mm. I mean, interceptions, you want to force the ball down the field and to where, you know, at the end of the year, if you have 5 or 6 or 10 interceptions, it's not a terrible thing.
But weren't they so void of talent that he, I mean, he...
Who, the Packers?
Yeah.
No, they had enough to...
Offensive line, maybe, but they had plenty of weapons on the outside.
You got a great quarterback like him. You're supposed to make people better.
I agree.
Devontae Adams was one of the best receivers in the league.
Yeah. They host Minnesota this week. That's going to be... That's another fascinating matchup.
Well, Minnesota really opened a lot of eyes they did with the Falcons. Now, one last thought by me before we move on to the second game from the Texans game against... the Saints. So ball's intercepted by Marcus Williams of the Saints, and DeAndre Hopkins is the receiver in the area, goes up, literally wraps his arms around Williams, picks him up, turns him upside down, and tries to pile drive his head into the ground.
He placed him nicely.
He got penalized 15 yards for it and was a little confused afterward by as to why. Do you know how much strength it takes to lift a human being up and dump him down like that? I mean, mm-hmm. I thought it was the most impressive play of the night, even though it was an illegal play.
But you knew what's coming. You cannot slam a player down no matter what. You knew it was coming.
Caused a little brouhaha. They're right there on the sideline, too.
I actually thought he might get ejected, to be honest with you.
I thought he might, too. No doubt about it. All right, so then there was the second game last night, Broncos and Raiders. I did enjoy this for two reasons. Number one, the black hole was...
Rowdy?
Bleep AB before, during, and after the
burning
game.
Burning jerseys in the parking lot, all that stuff.
It was classic.
And, yeah.
They don't need them. And last night, they didn't need them. I thought Derek Carr was as laser sharp as he was a couple of years ago when everybody thought he was the new IT quarterback and got a $120 million contract. Played a great game.
I thought he
very efficient.
I thought he was excellent. There's no question about it. Tyrell Williams, who was the number two receiver, now he's number one now that AB's gone. Number two, he was good. Waller was just as good as we've seen in Hard Knocks. Good for him. Just those two guys alone combined for 195 yards and a touchdown. The running game was good. It was decent. You know, Jacobs had 85 yards.
Roll Tide!
Well, and Gruden talks about being excited about his rookies. Jonathan Abram made a great play when they needed a stop. He timed his hit on a sideline and forced a receiver out of bounds where he couldn't get 2 feet in the game. Cleveland Farrell made a couple of nice plays. So, you know, the rookies stepped up. They had a nice game.
And they sacked Flacco 3 times.
Yep.
And
Now, Flacco was not horrible.
No, he wasn't. He was pretty good.
Kind of wonder where they'd be without him.
He was pretty good. I was surprised that Von Miller and company couldn't get a little more pressure on him at all.
Yeah.
Give the Raiders credit at home.
I'd like to put
it. And it could have, this could have easily been.
He didn't get touched.
No, he didn't.
I mean, that really Raiders didn't. Offensive line needs a big tip of the hat to not have a going up against that defensive line.
Going against Von Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was invisible.
Oh, it's Von Miller. It's Bradley Chubb. That's a really good defensive line. Not just one player. That is a good defensive line.
Yeah.
One of the better ones in the NFL. And they couldn't sniff Derek Carr.
Yep.
I have a feeling, Pete, that, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I have a feeling you would enjoy watching the demise of John Gruden and Mike Mayock and the Raiders. I'm rooting for them. I want them to do well without AB.
You are putting words in my mouth. I'm not looking forward to the demise. I would love to know what the relationship right now is between Gruden and Mayock.
I did not see Mayock on camera all night.
I didn't either.
I don't know where he was.
I didn't either. And again, it's one game. And everything's great for 1 week. And we'll find out. Again, the Raiders have a pretty tough schedule ahead. So we'll see.
1-0 is a lot better than 0-1, though, heading into that schedule. I'll tell you that.
0-1. Yeah. No, that was a game they had to win. I mean, it's a divisional game. They had to win. It was a good win at home.
Last game ever on Monday Night Football.
I will tip my hat to them because you get in situations like they have been in with all the distractions and everything else. I've seen it happen to other teams. And, had they lost that game and it looked ugly, it would have been chalked up to, well, it was AB distraction. The team wasn't focused. We're going to move on, blah, blah, blah. But I give Gruden credit because, he kept them focused.
Yeah.
And they weren't distracted. And they were absolutely the better team last night. No doubt about it. And now, maybe they will surprise some people.
Now, the last shot.
I got to see a lot.
The last shot is the final seconds are winding down of this game at about 1:10 a.m. this morning. A cameraman is on there on the sideline with a handheld camera, and he's in John Elway's face. And John Elway's watching the clock go down, and then he sees that the camera is zoomed in right in his mug. He just can't kind of give an awkward, nauseous-looking smile and then walked away from the camera. But he's got some problems there with the Broncos. I don't know. They don't look like they're ready to turn it around, that's for sure.
I certainly, one game defensively, I thought they would just put more pressure on the quarterback. There's a lot of people that thought Denver's going to win that game last night for a lot of different reasons, but it's one game. It didn't happen. It certainly wasn't, I don't think it was the fault of Flacco, and the running game was pretty decent.
Yeah.
It just
wasn't enough. I mean,
it wasn't enough.
I mean, Carr came out, 10 plays, 75 yards right off the bat. I mean, you can't ask for better than that.
Nope. He was sharp. Absolutely.
All right, I want to put on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. Did you stay up to watch both NFL games last night? Yes or no?
Made it through halftime of the Raider game and then fell asleep.
That would be a no for you.
No for me. I made it a game and a half.
Yeah. Well, that's still a no. I want to see how many people out there made it the distance.
You didn't doze off at all. You were up start to finish.
Yeah, I was actually. Now, normally, it's not above me to nod off. I'm a nodder. I will nod off when I'm comfortable. But I think I had too many Mountain Dews yesterday or something. I mean, I was a little jittery, as a matter of fact. So I stayed up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually stayed up after that and then cranked out my new power rankings. I was up till 2 o'clock. I stayed up and did my power rankings for the NFL, which you can see at 99.3ESPN.com.
I loved how you said the Patriots looked okay.
That was...
it was directed at me.
I was tongue-in-cheek.
I know.
I moved him up a spot to number 2.
Thanks. I had I did my top 10 college football power rankings, which are coming. That should be out.
All right.
Probably by tomorrow.
They'll be out tomorrow.
And I thumb my, as I say in the headline, I thumb my nose at the AP and coaches poll. I do my own top 10 for my own reasons. Some, yes, are narcissistic and selfish, I admit. But most of them that are there should be there. Yeah. I just might have them in a different order for now. Because I go by what I see in a week for week, Craig Sheeman.
Yes.
I don't go by what and we all know what the coaches poll is. That's fake anyway because all the SIDs vote. A lot of those coaches didn't even watch. So.
Right.
I go by, what I see. Yes, I take point spreads into consideration some of the time from some teams.
You selectively choose when you take point spreads in.
Occasionally.
I believe the Buccaneers and the Lions were big downward trends on my list. Well, again, it's hard for me to remember. It was 2 in the morning.
I didn't even see the end of the first game.
You collapsed early, huh?
I had a couple lights out in the kitchen, so it was a little darker in my house than what it normally is.
Yeah. Are they these spotlights you got to get a ladder because it's 14 feet in the
air?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it last night.
No.
So I didn't.
Well, good for you. Did your wife want it done?
I did it this morning.
You know what I had going
on? I'm an early riser. Much rather wake up early than try to stay up late.
Not me, man. I'm the opposite.
I don't like to stay up late.
By the way, I'll be getting up early tomorrow. I'm back on First and Last on ESPN Radio Nationwide before Golic and Wingo. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
When you want? What time? When you want?
Five to six? It's just 5 to 6 now. It's just a quick little hour, little warm up. So I'm getting up early.
God, with all the spots you play, you could just FaceTime it from your house.
Well, I'll try to have some interesting content for the listeners out there in between.
No, they changed that clock up.
Did they? First of all,
no, not that one. It was not the Golic and Wingo one.
Yeah, I think we're still the same.
It's Craig Sheeman. Have a great morning, everybody.
Wow.
Golic and Wingo next.
Wow.
We'll be back after this.
If it were that easy, that would be great.
So that means what? Fitz is hosting.
Fitz is either gone
or hosting.
Or he's hosting Golic and Wingo. I don't know.
Imagine he's probably gone going and doing the college football thing that he does.
It's Tuesday.
If you need some filler, you can call me at home.
Well, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, middle of the week. I mean,
I don't know.
They're not gone yet. Usually they miss a lot of Thursdays and Fridays.
Talking out loud.
Yeah.
Thinking out loud, however that goes.
It's a show on SEC Network. Great show, by the way.
Thinking out loud?
Oh, yeah. McElroy and
Spears.
It's Mark Spears. It's a great show. Great show.
By the way, did you see your boy Tom Brady and AB with their little selfie that they took together?
I sent it to you.
Was it you that sent it to me?
I sent it to you.
I know
you,
I got it.
You sent back a nasty message to me.
What did I say?
Oh, you implied something that was inappropriate.
Did I really?
Yes.
I remember specifically thinking something inappropriate, and I thought I edited myself and didn't send it.
No, you sent it.
I really don't remember a thing from last night.
Yeah, see? That's why I questioned if you even watched the game.
Did I send it to you?
You sent it to me.
Or I didn't go public with it.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Doesn't it look like, I mean, it's just.
Just two guys.
What's that, an Antonio Brown's mustache?
I don't know. But both Tom and Giselle are looking forward to having AB in the house.
Yes. I mean, my kid, what are the odds? What are the odds?
By the way, incredulously, the NFL is not investigating the shenanigans of the Patriots, who signed AB 30 seconds after he was cut by the Raiders.
What shenanigan? Then they have to investigate Seattle and Philadelphia, too.
Well, they didn't sign there.
They thought they had
a fair shot at him, but he was already signed, sealed, and delivered to the Patriots for $20 million.
They did have a fair shot at him. The Patriots paid him more. That's simple.
Drew Rosenhaus had a done deal before the ink was dry in Oakland.
No.
But yet, no investigation by the NFL.
Why would you investigate something that was completely illegal? Then investigate Seattle. Look at their cheat sheet over the last decade.
This is like the NBA. As soon as free agency starts, boom, announcements are made.
I still don't know why they don't investigate AB for threatening Mike Mayock. And I'm serious. I don't know how you let that go.
Suspend him.
They should. I would have.
Oh, that would be so awesome to have a four-game suspension come down right now before the
game. They don't need him in the first four games.
Who's the other guy who's suspended four games? Algie Crumpler?
Ben Watson.
Yeah,
Ben Watson.
Yeah, Algie Crumpler.
Algie Crumpler.
Banned for life after he dropped that pass against the Jets in 2010. Changed the whole game around.
Love Algie.
I did a show with him once.
Good first name.
Algie's, not around here. Southwest Florida, we don't like the word algae.
It's not preceded by blue-green.
Soup says, McElroy is a joke. Hates on Felipe Franks for showing emotion, but forgets about flicking off the Auburn fan. Well,
is it flicking or flipping?
Flipping.
But
Felipe Franks, when he turned to the camera a couple weeks ago, said, I do this. No, you don't. And I'll tell you what. Let's see if they avenge their 31-game losing streak to Kentucky on Saturday.
Look, this ain't.
This isn't last year's
Kentucky.
No, it's not.
Florida should win this game pretty easily.
I don't know.
Kentucky just lost their starting quarterback last week for the year too. Yeah.
So I mean, their three best players from last year are all gone.
No doubt. But I still want to see more maturity out of Felipe Franks.
Oh, I do too.
And maybe some accuracy, and better decision making.
One of the two would be great.
Tennessee Martin. I mean, he was good against Tennessee Martin.
I know he's got a great fastball.
He's not good against Tennessee Martin.
You know, they didn't jump out to a massive lead against Tennessee Martin.
No.
Sometimes that happens.
You like to see him jump, 28-0 halfway through the second. It wasn't that. I mean, it was a steady build.
It's kind of like the Citadel versus Alabama last year. 10-10 in the third.
Not at all. Not at all.
Speaking of which, when we come back, your boy Nick Saban's upset about something. And so was Ed Ogeron yesterday. We'll share what really happened behind the scenes in Texas. This is a great story. So stay with us. All that coming up, first hour here today. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I got two AB little nuggets I want to run by you guys, and then let's get off AB because it's already boring to me.
All right.
Until he creates some other drama, which
will
is part
be
of
about
my...
3 o'clock.
He signed officially yesterday.
Uh-huh.
At, 4 o'clock, whatever it was,
yeah.
5 o'clock. He has not posted anything on social media since. Coincidence? Ooh. Maybe.
Shocking news.
Number two, and Florio brought this up this morning, and I was thinking the same thing. I can't wait to see what number he gets tomorrow. And you may think, who cares? I care, because this could be a sign, it could be, of a first little mini tantrum we might get from him. He's not getting 84. That's Ben Watson's number. The NFL frowns upon any player switching numbers once they've been designated that number, unless in this extreme set of circumstances and the NFL approves, which I highly doubt they would regarding Antonio Brown.
Is that because of jersey sales?
I don't know why. It's just one of those.
I don't know how many Ben Watson jerseys.
Well, no, it's just anybody. It's anybody's number. It doesn't matter. It could be the kicker. You can't reassign numbers once the season starts. It's just an NFL.
All right.
So
rule. He's going to throw a nutty when he can't have 84?
No. I'm saying, but don't be surprised if he does. I wouldn't be. What do you mean I can't get my number? You're not getting 84. You sure as hell ain't getting 87.
What's available?
I don't know. Probably there's probably numbers available. Here's, I don't know.
81.
81?
Take that one.
Take 12.
All I'm saying is I'm preparing myself for the first little mini tantrum.
You're bracing yourself. You're bracing for it.
Yes, because this is what he does. And if he doesn't do it, that'll show me a residue of humility. But I'm preparing myself for every little thing to go wrong that can go wrong with him. Starting with the stupid jersey.
Yeah, business is booming. That's what you signed up for.
Shout-out to Stammer Time. He won our fantasy football challenge for week one. He's
nice.
Got a $50 gift card to Dave and Buster's.
Awesome. Great job, Stammer.
How did I do? Did I come in second?
You did not.
I must have came in pretty good.
I was the best on the show.
Really?
I came in fifth.
What did I
come in?
Top
five finish.
Top five, yep.
I had to be close to
Pete
top 10.
You were around 15, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Craig, you were a little lower.
Did I crack the top 50?
If you did, it was close.
Well, that's top 10%. We had, 500 people participate?
Not quite that many, but yeah.
Well, you can do it again. It's a redo every week. That's the beauty of the Sheeman and Shepard Fantasy Contest.
I already picked my team for this upcoming week.
You got a salary cap. You got to fill out your positions. It's new each week. Go to our website at 99.3ESPN.com.
Loading up on one particular team this week.
Are you? Are you going to do double down?
Stack.
Quarterbacks and receivers? Are you stacking?
I'm stacking. I got a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a tight end all from the same team.
Really?
Let me guess. No.
It's not the Dolphins, I'll tell you that. You get negative points if you do
it's
that.
It's up to 19. What's the money line?
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, the spread's
the spread up
is
to 19. It's probably going to be up to 20. Last time was this high was when the Patriots were favored over 19.5 over Baltimore in 07. And they nearly lost that game, pulled it out at the end.
That game was really, it was a Monday night game in Baltimore.
What, yeah.
Wasn't it like 35, 32 or something?
27-24,
like?
I believe.
Close.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yep. Speaking of diva wide receivers, but another one now. By the way, the value of the Odell Beckham Jr. watch that he wore in the game is going down every time I see your report. Now it's only worth $189K.
Well, I saw $250.
Site doesn't have a money line.
What? No money line?
No money line.
Wow.
But the fact of the matter is OBJ is still being, it's so stupid. He says it's plastic. People have plastic knee braces, so it's okay. I guess technically he's correct.
He said if it were a $10 watch, if it were somebody other than him, nobody pay any attention. Yeah, we would. The guys don't wear watches in NFL games.
I don't know what he's trying to prove. I don't get it. It's an endorsement deal. Really don't understand what you're thinking. Why is that the big deal?
Why did all these guys think they're above the rules?
Because without rules, what is there?
Chaos. Anarchy.
Chaos.
Ridiculous.
I mean, there are rules in life that apply. There are certain things you can and cannot do. That's one of them. I still don't understand for the life of me, Craig, how the officials allowed it.
I know. Make them take it off.
How did they allow it? This before is what happens.
There is one NFL representative in every stadium that does a visual uniform check before every game. And if your socks are on crooked, they'll fix you.
Yes. They're not pulled up properly to match the pad in the NFL, not college, but in the NFL.
You want to bet on the Pats to just win the game outright?
What is it?
You got to lay down $3,000 to win $100.
Wow.
And this will not be Detroit-Houston, by the way, as far as baseball goes. That big 500.
Well, that was 425, wasn't it?
Yeah. Five for no. It was five.
Oh, did it get above 500?
It got above 500.
Yeah, plus 1,200 on the money line.
That's for a straight-up win, right?
That's if you want to bet on the Dolphins to win the game, you make a $100 bet, you will get $1,200 back.
Dolphins to – oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to bet on the Pats to win, you got to lay $3,000 to win $100.
Gotcha. Tank for Trevor says, what's dumber, him wearing a watch or you guys actually spending time to complain about it? Seriously, have you ever listened to our show?
Have you not seen every sports show on television today and on the radio? I mean, we're not going to sit here and spend all day on it.
Here's
just
my
little,
question. Is it Richard Mill or Richard Millie?
What, the referee?
The watch brand.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not wearing one. I quit wearing watches when the iPhone came out. It's a perfectly good time right there.
I wear a watch.
I know you do.
Every day.
I wear this Fitbit thingy. Steps. Keeps track of my
steps. How many steps do you have today, Pete Shepard?
I don't know.
About getting the Apple Watch.
It'll tell me.
But with the new iPhone 11 coming out, I might want to put all my money towards that. Three cameras, Craig. Three cameras.
What do you need three for? You doing a three-camera shoot?
I don't know.
What's different about each camera?
You got them.
What's different about them?
I don't know.
Is one like high def or zoom in?
Could be.
Nice pictures of the sunset. Maybe. Silver on Sanibel.
Different filters.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
iPhone 11. What's that going to set me back? $2,000? It's crazy.
It's trending.
Herbie Hancock with a good question. He says, who's going to have a blow up first on the sideline, Odell Beckham Jr. or AB? That's a good question.
A toss up.
It's a good question.
One guy said, I can't wait for AB to tear his ACL.
That's not cool.
It's childish. Don't you want to beat teams at their best? I hate when players get hurt. Especially star players. I can't stand it.
Well, I mean, that's a fine line. I don't root for players to get hurt, but if the Lions are got a Super Bowl on the line and we don't have to face
Ezekiel
Elliott against the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game,
I'll be when Zion went down against the Tar Heels,
yeah.
I did not jump up out of excitement. I the first thing I said, I go, oh, no.
Yeah, you feel bad for the human being.
But then once I found out it wasn't an ACL tear, I was fine with it.
Yeah.
But okay, guess what? The team that I root for just got an advantage.
I remember when the Pistons beat the Lakers in game two, like Magic Johnson blew a hammy. I was like, okay, a little bit easier now to get our title since we were screwed the year before when they called Bill Laimbeer for a touch foul on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and he never even touched him because you could see space between the two. Yeah, that was karma.
Bill was always a victim.
Well, he was.
Speaking of victim, the Jets are going to sign Sam Ficken. Yeah, that one. The guy who was with the Packers most recently. They got cut.
Sam who?
Ficken.
Who does he play for? Or what position does he play?
Kicker.
Oh, great.
Jets do need a kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
cut the Norwegian guy the other day.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Adam Gase, he's wheeling and dealing. He's a mastermind of football, right? Did Adam Gase make more money off of just being on the same team as Peyton Manning at the right time when he was with the Broncos than anybody? I mean,
Jay Cutler, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first time with Jay Cutler, not the second time with Jay Cutler.
The one rare glimpse of good Jay Cutler.
I don't know if it was good Jay Cutler. Yeah, with the Bears.
Oh, he was the OC there, and he had his best year ever.
No, I...
Yeah, I know.
I get that.
It's
but
all coincidental. Adam Gase has made more money on just being at the right place at the right time. I mean, Peyton Manning clearly was running that offense with the Broncos. Adam Gase had nothing to do with it, but everybody thought he was the boy wonder, and that's how he got the Dolphins job. Underachieved there, and is probably headed for another disaster with the Jets.
Speaking of disaster, and we'll save it for Thursday. This is definitely going on the poll. How many times will Joe McCoy sack Jameis Winston on Thursday night? I got it at five.
Five. For
five.
The team or for the individual?
Both.
There you go. That's walk that back.
I'll take the under on that one.
Joe McCoy could be, after what I saw.
How many sacks did Joe McCoy get when he was here?
Doesn't matter.
Five.
Extra motivation.
Total.
He played 40 snaps, 52% of defensive plays in their opening loss to the Rams. But
I'm going to have to be
he
on
will
the,
be a little extra motivated,
I'm
don't
have
you
to
think?
Be on the, well, yeah, but I'm going to have to be on the underside there. I'm not going up to five.
Well, I'll go team sacks, at least five on Jameis.
There we go. Bring it back.
Actually, what's the over-under on turnovers for Jameis?
Two and a half.
Five? No. Well, what total turnovers for the team will it be? What's greater, sacks or turnovers? Sacks allowed or turnovers?
You think? Sacks allowed.
Sacks allowed.
Yeah.
I'll go sacks. Mm-hmm. Well.
It'll be close.
Yeah, it'll be close. We'll save that for
Thursday.
No,
I'll go turnovers.
Yeah.
I'll go turnovers on that. All right, coming
up. Did you guys hear the Tennessee story?
Which one?
The one about the kid from the middle school in Florida.
The one that got bullied?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He designed his own shirt.
Yeah. He just had an orange shirt, and he just like pinned the UT logo on it because he didn't have the money to buy the shirt.
Right. People
started
bullied
getting
him.
Bullied.
Now they took his design, and he's getting paid off this
They
deal.
Send him the whole swag box. I mean, the kid's got enough Tennessee stuff. Like, he'll have more Tennessee things than the team has wins at the end of the year.
Why do people have to do that?
They crashed the website from going on and trying to buy this, like the interim president designed this kid's shirt and made it a real one.
Yeah.
And the website crashed because there were so many people going on, and like some of the proceeds go to prevent bullying and all that. I heard it on Golic and Wingo this morning. I thought it was a pretty cool
story.
That's
a feel good story
right
there.
Yesterday, yeah.
I like it.
I'll try to buy that shirt right now.
Just don't know what, you know, really, you start to question your faith in humanity. I started, you know, guy for the Redskins get the crap beat out of him at the Eagles game the other day. Everybody take a step back. Can't we just have fun and good, healthy rivalries? You have to get physical and belittle people?
That's why I'm a press box snob.
That's what the show is about.
No, that's why I'm a press box snob. I like to stay in the safe, comfy confines of the press box.
Really?
Where all those wild shenanigans aren't going on.
I've seen fights in press boxes that would, you know, rival anything I've seen on paper.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
There's a proper decorum to be had in a press box, Pete Shepard.
Well, that,
maybe in New England.
No.
Down by the harbor, they're a little rougher.
No. But there are those press boxes where fans can be right in the front of the first window, so to speak. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some nastiness around the country with some fans and some press people. And I saw one guy, I'm going to forget this. I saw a reporter for the Chiefs way back, must have been, God, 95, sticks a sign up in the press box window in Foxborough, ripping the Patriot fans. This is a beat writer, I can't remember who it was, for the Kansas City Star. And anyway, he got, not only did he get thrown out of the press box, but that was that. He lost his credential.
Well, I would argue that was unprofessional behavior by him.
But you've never seen a fight in the press box before?
No.
Or nearly
not even close.
Nearly people come to blows?
Not even close.
Ooh. And I'm not talking about even opposing media people. I'm talking about people who are covering the same team. Get out of my space. You're talking too loud. You don't need to do your updates here.
Wow.
You know, because they do a lot of, you know, they still have
a lot going on.
ESPN does whip around.
Sure.
And, you know, some people are right at the game.
There was a guy doing one by me.
It doesn't bother you.
No.
For 30 seconds.
Because I'm a professional.
But it bothers a lot of other people. I've seen people like, you'd be surprised the pettiness of press boxes and media people. They're just as bad. They're just as diva-ish as athletes, a lot of them.
It's people. Sometimes you get tired of people. What's going on?
Yeah, but you don't act. You're not gonna act that way for somebody doing the job. I've seen people get out of my space, do this, especially the ones that are, you know, the curmudgeons that have been there.
It's how you are in the Northeast, Pete. They're all cranky.
No. Stop with that nonsense.
You don't generalize like that.
I just did.
I mean, even though I do it,
that's what you do. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to Ed Ogeron, Nick Saban, Coach Pruitt comparing the Tennessee program to the Titanic. We'll explain that.
Gosh.
It's not good.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Deck chairs.
Oh, yeah. So all that coming up. Sound Street, though, next. God. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Looking back at Monday Night Football last night, the Saints with the long field goal at the horn to beat the Texans, and Drew Brees said their final drive was executed to near perfection, of course, thanks to the defense of Romeo Crennel.
First of all, the challenge of that drive was 37 seconds, one timeout, you know, and you want to try to save that timeout if at all possible. So, you know, you need chunks, obviously, to put yourself in field goal range, and I felt like we did a really good job. You know, we practiced that, and I think we felt like we knew exactly what we needed to do in order to give ourselves a chance to win. And big completion to Ted Ginn, clock it. Big completion to Mike, clock it. And then get up there and assess what they're doing. And I have the ability to get us into whatever play we need to get into that is going to put us in a position to win that game.
All right, that's Drew Brees. Meanwhile, on the other side, Bill O'Brien, I'm getting shredded by Brees. Says the rules didn't help.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean, you can't, you know, the rules are tough. You know, that's the rules we all play by. I'm not saying anything about the rules. I'm just saying after 5 yards, you can't touch them. So you got to get some heat on them. You got to be able to play coverage. You got to get some heat on them. You got to mix it up. And we just, you know, they made some plays. They've got a really good offense. I thought at times our defense played really well. But, you know, like I said, it was a hard-fought football game, and we just need to go back to work. When we get back there, he's got to shore some things up.
Meanwhile, DeAndre Hopkins on his throwdown tackle of Marcus Williams after the interception.
No, I didn't know I couldn't tackle like that. The ref said you can't tackle like that, so I guess, you know, I'll play touch next time, tag. I guess just wrap him up and just hope, you know, his teammates don't come over there and knock you out.
There you go. That's how it's done. John Gruden. After the Raiders win over the Broncos, the AB drama was not a distraction.
It really wasn't. I'm just going to tell you, there really wasn't. Maybe for, you know, the media, but what happened here the last couple of days may have been, you know, big news to some. But there were no distractions. I think you could tell that tonight. Our team was ready to roll.
I got him credit. Mm-hmm. They did look ready.
They did.
Gruden says it's time to get over the AB drama.
Well, as much as people talk about it, I mean, my God. I mean, I feel like someone's smashing my temple on the side of the head. Get over it, man. It's over. You know, we were good this preseason without him. You know, we're going to be fine without him. And we wish him the best. But, you know, we gave it a shot. And now New England gets their turn. Good luck to them. But I just can't, I can't deal with it anymore, really. Sorry.
That is a great quote. Good luck to them.
What if he screwed up with the Patriots, right? They caught him and he ends up back with the Raiders.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Really?
No. He'll be in Pittsburgh before he goes back to
home. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Derek Carr, who was at his best last night, says it's a relief to have AB gone.
He's gone. I wish him the best. I hope that we can talk about Darren Waller and what he's overcome. Hopefully we can talk about Tyrell Williams being the number one receiver. Hopefully we can talk about no sacks against that defense. Hopefully we can talk about our rookies and the way that they played on defense. Vontaze Burfict looking like an all-pro middle linebacker, which we tried to tell everybody these things all offseason. You know, we weren't just blowing smoke. And sorry to take your question and run with it, but, you know, we had a good football team even when he wasn't there. We knew if we added him, my goodness, that could be crazy because he's so good as a football player. But he's not here. And when it happened, it was like, okay, honestly, it wasn't the same feeling when Khalil got traded. I just put it at that. It was not the same feeling.
Interesting comparison because they were devastated when that happened. I think they were glad to see AB gone. All right, hour number two coming up. We've got our Tuesday Red Alerts. Do we have Master P Theater?
We have Master P Theater.
Wow.
Yep. All right. Coming up at 3:45.
Oh, and a rumor as to who the halftime show may be for the Super Bowl down in South Beach.
Oh, I didn't hear that one yet.
Yeah.
Surprised me.
It's not a done deal.
Do I know these people?
Actually,
person?
Yes.
Probably not.
More probable than not, I don't.
We'll have all that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.